You're listening to NewsRamp, Business and Corporate. Today is Monday evening, March 23rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com, puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Brain Biotech has been granted a key patent for its CRISPR BMC genome editing technology. The newly patented CRISPR nucleus shows high activity in various organisms, opening up potential for commercial use through licensing. Brain Biotech offers its technology for strain optimization and production strains, including bacteria, yeasts, fungi, plants, and mammalian cells.
Veromed Medical AG receives funding approval from the Federal Ministry of Research, Technology, and Space for the development of cold plasma technology.
Veromed Medical AG has received funding approval from the Federal Ministry of Research,
Technology, and Space for research and development projects in cold plasma technology. The certification, granted under the Research Allowance Act, includes funding in the high six-figure euro range. The projects aim to develop innovative medical systems for cold atmospheric plasma application, focusing on inactivating pathogenic germs in the lower respiratory tract and supporting wound healing. The funding highlights ViroMed's innovative capabilities and strengthens its position in non-pharmacological treatment of infectious diseases.
CEW increases dividend for 17 consecutive years. CEW Stiftung & Co. KGA announces its 17th consecutive dividend increase, proposing €3 per share for the 2025 business year. This decision solidifies CEW's position as a top company for dividend growth in Germany. The company, known for its photo services and online printing, continues to innovate and expand its product offerings, reflecting its commitment to sustainable corporate management.
Atlas Clear announces commencement of Dawson James Clearing Operations. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. announced the commencement of Dawson James Securities, Inc. Clearing Operations through Wilson Davis & Co., Inc. This marks the first major introducing broker integration on the enhanced clearing platform, allowing for accelerated onboarding timelines for future clients. The company completed targeted enhancements to support multi-client scalability, positioning the platform for sustainable revenue growth.
Solagenix SNGX strengthens rare disease pipeline program through UK regulatory innovation designation. Solagenix strengthens its rare disease pipeline program with the UK regulatory innovation designation for its investigational therapy, SGX-945. The promising innovative medicine designation from the UK's MHRA highlights the potential of SGX-945 in treating Behçet's disease, adding to previous recognitions. Such regulatory acknowledgments are crucial in advancing drug development for serious conditions with limited treatment options.
Quantum Warehouse Solutions launches comprehensive racking services. Quantum Warehouse Solutions has launched comprehensive racking installation and repair services, aiming to streamline the process for facility managers and operations leaders. Their turnkey model eliminates the need for subcontracting, ensuring efficient project execution. With a focus on code compliance and quality, Quantum services include new racking system installations and repairs for existing facilities, all managed by their in-house engineering team. Learn more at quantumwarehousesolutions.com.
Biomed News breaks: Sylogenix Inc. advances orphan drug strategy with Hybrite in rare skin cancer. Sylogenix is making strides in orphan drug development with its lead candidate, Hybrite, showing promising results in targeting cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company's unique approach emphasizes patient safety and efficiency, with clinical data supporting faster response times and a favorable safety profile. Sylogenix is nearing completion of a Phase 3 study for Hybrite, positioning itself for continued growth in rare disease therapeutics.
Lexia Biotechnology is advancing its PP2A inhibition strategy in the evolving oncology landscape. By targeting biological mechanisms that influence immune recognition and tumor sensitivity to treatment, their experimental compound LB-100 aims to enhance the effectiveness of existing cancer therapies. Recent research highlights the potential benefits of combining chemotherapy and immunotherapy to improve outcomes for cancer patients, driving interest in this emerging field. AS/Forward, revolutionizing IBM IM modernization with automated RPG migration. Golden Path Digital revolutionizes IBM IM modernization with the launch of AS/Forward, an advanced intelligence and automated transpilation platform. Designed to address the workforce cliff facing the IBM I community, AS/Forward combines deep code-based forensics with automated RPG to modern language migration, providing organizations with a secure, high-speed bridge for transitioning away from legacy dependencies without disrupting core business operations.
Experience top-quality window tinting service in Asheville. Experience top-quality window tinting service in Asheville with IR Auto Solutions. Known for using the highest-grade materials, competitive pricing, and exceptional customer service, IR Auto Solutions stands out as the leading choice for window tinting in Asheville. With a focus on quality, transparency in pricing, and a commitment to the local community, IR Auto Solutions offers a superior experience for customers seeking to enhance their vehicle's aesthetics and protection.
Service robotics enters its commercial era as real deployment takes center stage. Service robotics is entering its commercial era with real deployment taking center stage, as the global service robotics market is projected to exceed $107 billion by 2030. TechForce Robotics offers TIM-E mobility robots and BIM-E beverage automation through a robotics as a service provider subscription model. This shift to measurable operational deployment reflects the growing acceptance of automation as infrastructure in high-traffic hospitality, healthcare, and public venues.
Investor news breaks: Max Power Mining Corp closes $20.50 million private placement led by Eric Sgrott. The company raised the funds through the sale of 15,805,624 units at $30 per unit. The proceeds will support ongoing evaluation and development of its Lawson natural hydrogen discovery in Saskatchewan, as well as general corporate purposes.
ES Gold Corporation strengthens its financial leadership and corporate infrastructure with the appointment of Jason Tong as Chief Financial Officer. ES Gold Corporation strengthens its financial leadership and corporate infrastructure with the appointment of Jason Boldcold Tong as Chief Financial Officer. With over 15 years of experience, Tong will support the company's growth strategy as it moves towards production. Tong's expertise in capital markets and financial reporting will be crucial for ES Gold's transition to a producing gold and silver company.
Media alert: all the ways Verizon customers can win free tickets to the FIFA World Cup 2026 this spring. This spring is offering multiple opportunities for customers to win free tickets to the FIFA World Cup 2026, from the final game flyaway sweepstakes to claiming tickets for various matches across different cities. Verizon customers have a chance to get closer to the action. Small business customers and those interested in winning a Motorola Razr smartphone can also participate in exclusive sweepstakes. Stay tuned for drops of FIFA World Cup 2026 merchandise throughout April via Verizon Access.
Mission IR News breaks: ParaZero Technologies Limited prices $4 million registered direct offering. ParaZero Technologies has priced a $4 million registered direct offering with a single institutional investor. The offering involves the sale of 5,333,333 ordinary shares at $0.75 per share, expected to close around March 24, 2026. Proceeds will be used for general corporate purposes and working capital, with Aegis Capital Corp serving as the exclusive placement agent.
Investor news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OHC ranked number 49 among top 100 U.S. community banks by S&P Global. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, NYSE American, OHC has been ranked number 4. $49 billion in assets. This places the Florida-based bank among the top 1.4% of eligible institutions. The recognition is based on metrics like profitability, growth, efficiency, asset quality, and capitalization, showcasing Optimum Bank's strong financial performance and disciplined approach.
Biomed news breaks. Solagenics encrypt Hybrite data to be presented at USCLC workshop ahead of AAD meeting. Solagenics Encrypt announced that new trial data for Hybrite TM will be presented at the USCLC workshop on March 26, 2026, ahead of the AAD meeting. The data supports Hybrite TM as a potential therapeutic option for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, showing causative results from a long-term treatment study and a comparative analysis versus Valcor R.
Tech Media Breaks, SKYX Platforms Corp. to host corporate update call and report Q4 and full year 2025 results. SKYX Platforms Corp. will host a corporate update call to discuss its Q4 and full year 2025 financial results on March 26, 2026. This fund has likely been my case in every past year, and it's called for me, KYX Platforms Corp., where you play a role in tech.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Uranium Energy Corp., NYSE, American. USC expands production capacity with Wyoming approvals and advances U.S. conversion facility plans. Uranium Energy Corp. expands production capacity with Wyoming approvals and advances U.S. conversion facility plans. The company announced regulatory approval and startup of three additional header houses at its Christensen Ranch project in Wyoming, supporting increased uranium production capacity. Its Burke Hollow project in Texas awaits final startup authorization. The subsidiary, United States Uranium Refining and Conversion Corporation, received a docket number from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission for a planned uranium conversion facility, marking a key step in the licensing process.
Mining news breaks. McCune, Inc. reports Tartan Mine resource estimate with over 600,000 gold ounces. The project aims for 250,000 to 300,000 ounces of annual production by 2030. Starting at 30,000 ounces per year with potential for expansion. McEwen's ongoing initiatives include exploration, metallurgical testing, and mine planning to maximize output. Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. closes C$20.50 million private placement led by Eric Sprott. The company raised the funds through the sale of 15,805,624 units at $1.30 per unit. The proceeds will support the evaluation and development of its Lawson natural hydrogen discovery in Saskatchewan, as well as general corporate purposes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.